This is Mark Bennett with Decision Resources. My mission is to help leaders build healthy organizations through wise decisions and creative collaboration. This talk is one in a series that describe practices to develop and sustain organizational health. For more information, go to www.decisionres.com. Four cornerstone practices are the foundation of every successful collaboration. Constructive, predictable behavior is necessary to strengthen the core characteristics of successful collaboration: a sense of interdependence, respect for differences, shared responsibility, and consensus support for key decisions. These practices provide the base that will support what you want to build together. Cornerstone number one, learn together through dialogue. It is the gold standard for learning conversations and the behavioral thread that ties all the other practices together. Dialogue is formed from the root words dia and logos. It is the exchange of meaning through the word. When issues are important and participants have strong opinions laden with emotion, the exchange can easily drift from a constructive, win-learn focus on meaning to a divisive win-lose debate that weakens the bonds of consensus and respect necessary to move forward in unity. Reliable dialogue among the collaborative partners respectfully and creatively taps diverse perspectives and can generate collective wisdom. Be the change. Resist the urge to argue or characterize the views of others. Model what you want from others and speak with the intention to clarify what has meaning and importance for you. Keep your eyes on the prize. Listen attentively with the goal to learn rather than find a weakness in their position or simply confirm what you already believe. Emphasize discovery questions. Ask open and honest questions. How did you reach that conclusion? That invite others to clarify their views and increase your understanding. Continue to return to questions that can deepen the learning conversation, like, what else do you want me to know that will help me see your perspective? Cornerstone number two, come together with principled negotiation. You and your colleagues must address diversity of opinion, disagreement, or conflict that could create division. Be proactive and willingly embrace differences so you can seek agreements that strengthen the collaborative framework. While dialogue is the means to understand different perspectives, principled negotiation is the means to proactively reconcile differences. Other forms of negotiation that emphasize power over principle and technique over transparency are inadequate to build collaboration. You must act based on principles and honest, open consideration of solutions that can address diverse interests. This approach is both hard-headed, that is, pragmatic and concerned about a good outcome for you, and soft-hearted, that is, empathetic and concerned about a good result for them also. When you engage differences instead of smoothing them over, you can build agreement that balances concern for outcome with concern for the relationship and goes beyond a half-hearted, resentful compromise. This affirms interdependence and maintains respect. First, peel the artichoke. When others put forward preferred positions or demands, get to the heart of the matter by respectfully asking why this matters to them, repeating as necessary to focus on meaning. Second, creative persistence. Acknowledge disagreement and continue to search for options that could provide some satisfaction to all sides. Collaboration requires will and patient effort to maintain unity. Third, measure twice, cut once. Before making an agreement, test each person's satisfaction level against what they have said matters to them. Grudging acceptance will not sustain collaboration. Cornerstone number three, keep together by making values-based decisions. Collaborative efforts navigate by making key decisions that maneuver through inevitable challenges in a changing operating environment. Only decision-making that sincerely addresses the needs and concerns of internal and external stakeholders merits the consensus support of others. Sustainable decisions must be credibly communicated so your stakeholders remain linked, in the know, and supportive. Think stakeholders. Always create a visual stakeholder map that reminds the decision maker of those affected by the decision. Second, give voice to what matters. Inquire and learn what is important to each stakeholder, whether it's a group or an individual. Third, straight talk. When the decision is made, assure accountability by communicating the reasoning and the likely downside to those who deserve to know. Cornerstone number 4. Work together using wise planning. Finally, to be sustainable, your collaboration needs an integrated plan that sharpens everyone's focus on the shared vision and coordinates a full collective effort to get there. First, lead from the heart. Discuss and define your collaboration's guiding values and principles that will orient your work together. Second, clear measures of success. Negotiate meaningful outcome measures that you will track to assess the results of your collective effort. Third, one-page blueprint. Create a summary of the plan that everyone can refer to with mission, vision, values, goals, and measures. Schedule regular review sessions to assess, modify, and course correct. Now that you've listened to my talk, I invite you to explore the rest of the series that addresses the dimensions of building healthy organizations. If you're interested in the ongoing work of Decision Resources, go to www.decisionres.com and sign up for the regular email newsletter.